month on Hot 91.9, it's Mandela Day every day. Hot Cares is reaching out to make a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
And I'm joined on the line by Mum Emily. Mum Emily Unjani, hello.
Hello, lovey. I'm fine, and you, love?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very excited to be speaking to you this afternoon. It was Nadia who nominated you. Tell me about Nadia.
Oh, my God. Yes, I know Nadia because I was working at the same company in I think, 2206 at the office. I was a domestic worker, I was a cleaner.
Yes, and that was in 2006, some time back that you were retired because you'd reached of the right age, Mama.
You know how old I am now?
You can tell me. I won't ask, Mama.
Okay. If you, I'm 73, my dear.
You are 73, Mama.
Yes.
And it's been a long road for you and your daughter, Dudu. That's what Nadia tells us, that you finally got a house. You guys had applied for a house in 94, and you finally got that home. You have you share a home in Cosmo City. What is it like to have your very own home?
What
is it like to have your very own home? You finally got this safe place for yourself, and what is it like to have your own home?
Yes, I did. You know, I'm so sorry. I just apologize because I can't speak English very well.
That's okay, but, Mama. That's
So I did. We've got a house and my daughter. So now I've got so many things I didn't manage to finish because I was so sick. Yeah, I have a TB, and then I was very, very sick. I was just sick. I'm sorry when I'm crying.
No, Mama, don't cry. Don't you worry. Because Nadia and Dudu got in touch with us at Hot Cares, and we understand that you have lots of work to do around the house. Dudu recently lost her job, but she's now working again. So things are coming together, and we wanted to also contribute to the coming together of things. So, Mama, what we're going to do for you, we're going to buy building materials for the back wall. I understand you need a boundary wall around the house. So we're going to buy building materials to the value of 4,000 rand so that you can build that boundary wall and have at least one thing, that the house can be safe.
Yes, because I'm not safe. At the time I was so sick, and then I did send the washing outside there, and then when I get up, I just find my washing went cold.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
yeah, and then my heart, it was very sore because that one, it was, I didn't use it so much because, you know, I bought that thing with the time I was working. I didn't use it so much. I was put it sometimes. It was still new. My heart, it was so. Now, we're not safe because this site is open. It's the FDP, that site. The people that just go up and down. It's a tree there. The people that just sit there and smoke it
dark. Yeah, no, we don't want that. So we hope that this this contribution will make a difference to secure the RDP, Mama, that you can build a boundary wall and to protect yourself and Dudu. I hope that it'll go far, that 4,000 rand worth of building materials.
Okay, and then here in the yard, I didn't put paving because it's a lot of dust. When I start to sweep my yard, I start coughing. You know the dust.
Oh, yeah. That's not good for the TB.
Yes. And then my house, I clean my house, but it's not so perfect because they're cutting the place outside. All the dust are coming inside.
Well, Mama, we have done this with the building materials. I hope that if there's anybody who's listening who can be able to assist us in this way, you can email hotcares@hot919.co.za. But I hope, Mama, that you go forward and have a lovely day further. The ladies from Hot Cares will be in touch to at least get that boundary wall done.
Okay. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Mama. You are very welcome. You're very welcome.
This month, Hot Cares on Hot 91.9 is touching 100 lives,
Mama,
with your help.
Hello?
Together, we're making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.